Yes, I've done you dirty. I've done you wrong. It is now the day after my birthday, February 27th. I haven't talked to you since February 11th. So it's been February full of love without Elisha showing and giving you love because I don't know. I guess I didn't really have much to talk about. I've had plenty to talk about actually. I just haven't been talking to you about it. I haven't been talking to the group chat about it either. Basically, I've been holding it all in because when I actually set a goal for myself, I actually avoid it. It's a thing I do, apparently. It's a thing I do. Plus, I got really distracted by a whole bunch of games and apps on my phone because I thought that was gonna be a quick way for me to get money. It's always a lie, and it takes way more time than it shows that it does. Anywho's, what up, you guys? Your girl, Elisha, aka Enough to Believe In, and this is Everything You Wanted, and this is my sequence of series, hashtag Just Me E. I think we're like episode, I want to say 15, but we could be on episode 12. I could be wrong. We might be on episode 12 because I don't really remember writing 11, 12, 13, 14. So we can't be really on 15, but we could be. Technically, we could be. Anywho's, welcome back. You might hear the music in the background, you might not. Actually, I'm hoping I don't ever get copyright. But anywho's, I'm talking to my well, I was talking to, because it was my birthday, and I gave myself a birthday treat of talking to my K-pop boyfriends, which is basically, it's not the name of the actual app that I'm using, but it's what I call the expensive app that I don't want anyone else to get on. So I'm talking to them, but I'm talking specifically to the main K-pop boy, K-pop guy that I talk to on there. And I don't know why. But we've been talking, well, basically every conversation, it seems like, with every K-pop idol, because if they're not talking about their concerts, practicing and going to the gym and random content that they're trying to promote, they're talking about food because that's basically the only thing that either changes or stays the same in their lives. And basically, that's one of the things that we can have in common with them that we can talk to them about. And so his usual routine, the guy that I usually talk to the most on there, his usual routine is to eat until he almost explodes. And we know this about him. We always have a conversation about this. And now I am realizing I can't remember what his belly button looks like. That might seem weird to you, but no, I actually, you know how some people go crazy and gaga over seeing their idols with their shirts off and their abs out? I am somewhat on that extent, but I get way more excited just to see the belly button because I am actually a little loco, a little crazy. 'Cause my logic with this is a belly button is a significant part of a human's anatomy to signify that they are real. Like Barbie dolls don't necessarily have a actual belly button unless, the person, well, I'm gonna say local iconic Barbie, the trademark Barbie doll doesn't have a belly button, or doesn't intentionally usually have a belly button. And some dolls, some toys, and most robots to an extent don't have belly buttons because they don't need them. Belly buttons were once, when humans were babies, the umbilical cord to connect them to the outside world so that they can get oxygen. I think that's the whole concept of it. Anywho's, it's the umbilical cord there for life. And you cut that, and thus, baby can live outside, So therefore the belly button is a thing from from humans being humans and trying to live. So seeing a belly button on my K-pop idols means that they're real. They're actually not CGI, AIs, they're not robots. They're real people. So, Seeing belly buttons on my idols excites me. So, I don't even have to see your abs. I do prefer seeing man boobs because, quality, pumping of the chest area just looks like a nice little healthy pillow for me because I don't usually necessarily use actual pillows for sleep. I actually don't use pillows either. I use my own arm as a pillow to sleep on. Or nothing. Literally, I sleep on my back without anything under my head if it's not my own hand or arm. And at one point when I was with a human, I used him as my pillow. Not really, because I really felt like I would cut off some circulation in his arm or his body with how heavy my head is, actually. I think that's my concept. So, okay, in my mind, I imagine that a chest would be a good pillow. But anywho, I digress. We were going on to belly buttons. So, like, I actually get excited to see the idols with not necessarily the shirt off, but like a man in a crop top because a belly button. Like, I don't know why. Well, I know why. I just explained it to you. But, like, basically, the concept is basically I just like seeing a belly button. And I realized I couldn't remember how his belly button looked because he always says, like, the concept of thinking, like, my process of thinking just made me think about, like, he always says that he's gonna eat till he explodes. So I just now thought, huh, food baby. Him looking at his stomach, having a food baby because he's eaten so much, that's so cute. But then I realized I don't even know what his belly button looks like, but I do because there's proof of his belly button existing and crap. And I went to the music video that I know for sure that there should be evidence of a belly button, and I literally just went there and I stayed there for at least, let's see, let's go back to it. Come on, come on, come on. No, I don't need an endless loop of this video. Yep, I was in there for at least a minute, almost 2 minutes, just to try to prove to myself that I know that his belly button exists because it does. Because he wore a sheer see-through, a see-through shirt on top of or under a jacket. So we definitely see through the shirt and see his abs as well as his belly button. It exists. I think there was actually a part in the video. I didn't watch the full video that he's shirtless. Hold on, hold on, hold on. I literally am trying to also prevent myself from getting copyright, but I actually want to hear the song myself. Crap. Did I already pass it? I did pass it. In fact, I think it was the 2 minute mark. Hello? Yep. It's right there. Only if you're fans would you know this song, unless you actually are attempting to Google. Yep, he was shirtless at one. Okay, he wore a jacket on top of nothing. He didn't have a see-through shirt on. But yeah, his belly button for sure exists. And now I can imagine fully in detail him with a food baby. Should I tell him this? No, this might be it shouldn't be creepy. It should be super silly. Yep, he's definitely ain't got no shirt on right there. Not you specifically, but one of your members. In fact, the one that was the closest to the camera just now. But also three other people in this video. But we're not gonna worry about that. I actually, do they perform this song still? I'm sorry, y'all. I'm not sorry. Anywho's life. Life is fun. Life is great. I actually am debating. I should have just took a picture of the screen and said, yeah, I can't imagine this person with a food baby, but I don't think food baby actually translates well in Korean. Well, we'll see. Anywho's, that was just a random thought that I had just now. I will come back with, I guess, the two songs of the day, because you guys need to add stuff to your playlist, because your playlist probably sucks without me. I'm sorry it's been so long since I've been here. I haven't posted anything, but I've definitely, like, I haven't published anything, but I definitely have been recording. You guys just don't know about it. Anywho's, I will see you in the next one. I digress, but I don't digress. Like, I want to dive more into this whole affection or obsession. It's not really an obsession, but it kind of is, with belly buttons. Like, not only do I like belly buttons, like, I have a thing for belly buttons and abs and chest and basically the whole, no, almost the entire male human anatomy, because veins are things too. Like, veins are sexy. They're delicious looking too. That's probably because in my head, I think I'm a vampire, but we're not gonna dive into that one too much. Or rather, I think I could be a vampire. I think I have me and blood. We get along. Any, yeah, you're probably always wondering, what are you listening to, and you're also probably also hoping that no one catches you listening to me. I'm pretty sure that's a thing. But anywho's, so my thing with belly buttons, I've explained that in the last clip, before the break. But like, I got excited when I found out that Jacob's nickname, or one of his nicknames, which I have never heard anyone call him, was Bacup, which I learned that day that I learned that that's one of his nicknames, that it means belly button. Because bae means belly or stomach. And I guess cup means button or something to that extent. Belly button. Anywho's. So I got so excited to hear that. Now I call him that all the time. And I don't know if anyone else does. But he's bae cup to me now. In fact, he's so much bae cup now to me. I actually brain farted for a second as I was trying to explain this to you, because I forgot his real name for a second. I was like, what part of it is cup? It's the Jacob part. Yes, there's a Jacob. His last name is Bay, so it's cute because he's super cute, and that's how that goes. Is he my bias? He's like, when it comes to my biases and my bias lines, like, it's crazy. Because at one point, I literally distinctly always separated my bias from my record. Like, when I was first getting into K-pop. I even thought at one point that you could only have one bias at all and only one alt at all. But, like, I'm so multi-fandom. Like, I can't have one of each and one only. And then the way my life and my heart has been moving and not necessarily maturing, but, like, developing lately, a lot of my biases have been double biasing. Like, my records have become on, like, almost the same level, which, honestly, if I'm being honest with myself, sometimes it's not necessarily the same level, but really, really close, because my biases seem to stay my biases, like, period. But, like, they kind of get threatened by my records, which is what makes them records. So they shouldn't be technically double biased, but definitely still biased in record. But anywho's, I'm claiming and saying this out loud to you guys, because you don't care, but you probably want to know. not really. My biases in the boys isn't necessarily Bacup first. It's technically Sangyun. Sangyun first, then Jacob. And then there's a mixture of other people that threaten me. I don't claim them as my biases or my records. Technically, they're technically my records. And that's kind of how I feel about Monsta X. Because technically, I have a bias and a record. And I have a record. See, I make up these things all the time. Because literally, when I first got into K-pop, GOT7 is my alt group. Or at least, they're my alt group. And they're like one of my first groups. And I make up things with them. When I got into K-pop, I learned about biases and records. And then I was like, that's not enough for me, especially in the group GOT7. I have to have a favorite. And Youngjae is my favorite. And if you don't know, my biases and or bias and record are Jinyoung and JB. I put that in that order because significantly that's what they are. Technically, I claim them now as double bias, Jin Young and JB. However, if I were to be super honest, one of them definitely is my bias, and the other is technically the wrecker. Like, he wrecks me enough to not think about my bias all the time, but he, and he's, te- so technically he's really on a level really close to my bias, but he's actually my wrecker. So, when I came out with GOT7, when it came with GOT7, I was like, nope, I need to have a bias wrecker, and a favorite. And so Young Jay became my favorite because he's just my, he's like, technically in other groups, I don't claim a favorite. I claim a best friend. So technically, if I were to back and like reinitiate how I feel or felt back then, I would say that Jin Young's my bias, JB's technically my double bias or my breaker, and Young Jay would be my best friend. But no, he's my favorite. I just have to claim it like that. I have to say it like that, especially since, if anything, I feel that pretty much everyone else, no, not really. Like, I feel like Jackson and Bam Bam could be like best friends too. Not only because we speak the same language, or we could speak the same language, but also because of just their thought process. Mainly, I guess it's probably because they're the least Korean out of them, because they aren't Korean at all. But like, literally their state of mind isn't so Korean. Like, I'm not saying that it's bad to be Korean. Obviously not, because I'm into K-pop. It's just that certain things and certain aspects of Korean culture is not under, I can't understand it, or I don't understand it, or I didn't grow up with it, so I don't necessarily comprehend it as well as someone that's lived there all their lives, or someone that actually is full-blown Korean. So I guess that's why I think that those two would be definitely my best friends out of the group. Young Jay still, like, he definitely could be my best friend, but he's like my favorite because I just want to protect him and him being the sunshine of the group. Like, he's the smile, he's the laugh, he's the loudness of the group. I just love that. And he's my favorite. I have to protect him. Where did this came from, claiming favorites and stuff. This trailed on a lot, and that's why my notification went off, because I definitely put this on Do Not Disturb before I started the recording. And apparently it's past 15 minutes. Anywho's, thank you guys so much for listening to me. I don't have a question yet. Hopefully we come up with a question later. So it's March. It's March. It's freaking March. It's like March 3rd. It's 3-3. Or Samgyeop style day. So said my bestie from Adirang Korean Now Radio. Aigo. So you guys don't really know that much about my work life, but I do complain about it a lot. I'm pretty sure y'all hear me complain about it and threaten leaving my job often. But y'all don't know what I actually do. I am a order taker. Basically, I take the orders or the requests for rooms at a hotel. Basically, room service. So I'm the room service order taker. I am actually getting annoyed by how many times things are ringing right now. Anywho's, the establishment is relatively new. It's relatively sad, very poor, very low quality. It's not the best. Compared to my old job, I have worked in hospitality and room service for years. So I know how it should work, and it's not working how it should work. But it's fine, because I don't plan on being here that long. I plan on getting some of the perks and then walking away. I've received some of the perks, and I enjoyed some of the perks recently. Well, not recently. Technically recently. That was what? November, December. January, February. Oh, four months ago. Almost 5 months ago. Technically 5 months ago, because it started in October. And then went into November. But, yeah, we're in March now. And one of my coworkers was basically same level as me, technically, and same shift as me, got promoted. We were so happy. We thought things were going to change. We thought that things were miraculously going to change for the better quite fast.
Didn't happen. So I sat here patiently, because literally I said before I left for my vacation that since he got that promotion, I hope things were to improve. Things did not do such a thing, and it hurt my heart. Because when I came back, I was like, oh, well, I left for a month, you guys. I left for a full month. Nearly 4 weeks of time passed since I was here, and he'd been promoted, and basically, you know, things were supposed to change. You know, things did not change because some people were not willing to let things change. And some people still think that they're know-it-alls and that things don't need to change. I don't understand where they get that idea. That state of mind. But anyways, it's now been, like I said, almost 5 months. No change. And the person that got promoted wants me to stay. Of course he wants everyone that makes things stable and easier to deal with to stay. I, however... I'm ready to go. Like I said, I've been ready to go since before I went on my vacation. I am now almost 2 years into this job. I hear that Gen Zs don't even stay 2 weeks if they don't like a place. Stay 2 seconds if they don't like a place. I'm not Gen Z. I have responsibilities. I understand my responsibilities. However, 2 months, 2 years worth of my time is way more than y'all actually deserve. Especially for my mental state and my health. Because I sacrificed / volunteered for overnight's crew and then realized that I saved myself by getting on overnight crew because my sanity would be worse if I were on any other shift. And so, by being on overnight shift, I am sacrificing. I'm a vampire. At heart, purely, technically, I'm realizing now more and more that I'm not a vampire, but I am a, like, cat. So somewhat nocturnal. Rather be, you know, not necessarily in the sun, but if I'm going to be in the sun, I'm going to actually, you know, absorb the nutrients that come with being in the sun. Morning light, it's good for me because it's calmer, but it's not good for me because I'm not actually getting anything out of it. Like, I'm not really benefiting. And then I suffer more. I'm about to put in my calendar because I'm looking at it. Because, like, in my head, in my mental state, I really don't think I can stay longer than the 2 years. I will possibly give them a few weeks after my 2 year anniversary. So that I can, again, reap the benefits of actually working here and getting all this stress and not them at all improving for any of the suggestions that have been made to improve. They just proved me right yet again by doing the same thing yet again. They are over here changing the menu, but not changing the menu. And then they're changing the menu for us. So we have to basically tell the guests, we don't have this on our menu at this moment, but you still see it on your menu. Because we are not consistent. We aren't, as my coworker says, we are reactive and not proactive. If anything, if you want to change this menu, if you want to improve this menu, if you want to work on this menu, which y'all have been saying that we were working on and changing this menu for the last 3 months? If not before that, and still hadn't done it until now, why don't we have a new paper menu to give guests in case the system crashes? And why don't we have it in our system so that we, as order takers, don't have to open up a new tab to create said menu? Like, it's so annoying. It makes no freaking sense. I have no clue what they're going to order tonight, the night of initiation of this new menu, because I've never seen it, never heard it. I don't know what it is. Okay, maybe I've seen it. Maybe I've seen it, but it's not fair, nor it's so ignorant. It's ignorant to the way that y'all think that we all supposed to be working on it when no one's been taught it. Like, we're working backwards so much so, and this is not the first time we've done this. This is now the second or third time that we've done this. I don't know what happened when I was not here because of the last storm that we had, and I was gone for a month working at a different facility. But, this is about ridiculous. And about work really don't make no sense to me. I'm really about frustrated with it. I'm tired of it. Like, this place is new. Like I said, it was just, I jumped in at the start because it has a name to it. It's supposed to be a renowned place. I don't like being proud and wrong, but I'm often wrong. I'm not proud of it. It's just that when I'm giving the information in the first place. And now I remember why I said what I... Okay, so I attempted to make an intro to the first... Well, to an attempt. I attempted to say, I don't know if y'all know this about me. It was going to be my intro before I don't like being proud and wrong, but I was proud and wrong. But I don't know if y'all know this about me, but I just really figured out in the last 30 and 31 years of my life, because now I'm 31, my love languages. And my love languages are basically giving and receiving junk food, as well as giving and receiving good music. Now, in the aspects of the receiving good music, I love a good playlist. And I've actually been avoiding playlists recently. When I come to work, okay, not my own. I don't avoid my own playlist. Hold on. I've been listening to my own playlist. Oh, don't get me wrong. I definitely listen to playlists I've made recently. But when I get to work, I come and put on YouTube. And I don't log into any of my YouTube stuff. So it doesn't know me. But it knows that I like certain things. So it gives me several suggestions. Some of them being the same suggestions of the same things I've searched over and over again. Like, I don't need to see certain things over and over again. And sometimes it gives me playlists. And I'm like, it depends on my mood. And it depends on if I'm not listening to Audiodon Radio. Which I usually am listening to Audiodon Radio from the beginning of the night to the end of the night. Unless it's the weekend. And now that it's Friday turned to Saturday, Friday night turned Saturday morning for us, it has been Saturday completely the entire day in Korea. So therefore, the weekend broadcast of Arirang, I don't really necessarily go to, because it's basically no visuals and no interactions unless the chat is active. And the chat is not necessarily active because it's the weekend. And it's the weekend now, and I usually attempt to make my own playlist in hopes that the not my YouTube will start to look and feel even more and more like mine. It's basically a challenge to YouTube. Not really. It's just also a way for me to hopefully open up my world to things that I wouldn't get suggested if I was on my actual login. So, I usually make my own playlist, or rather songs I want to hear, and then other, you know, also music videos that I would like to see. I don't necessarily look for the visuals necessarily on Saturdays, or the weekend, I should say, because I'm usually super busy on the weekends. Look at that. So I say all this to say that, I've basically been depriving myself of gifting myself other people's playlists. So, of course, I make my own. That's cool. But when I'm not feeling, I wasn't, like, definitely for, like, the last 3 days, I wasn't feeling, maybe even longer than that, maybe last week, I wasn't feeling clicking on 1 hour playlist or a full day playlist. Like, I didn't want someone else's playlist those days. But today, I got curious because I was bored with weekend vibes. And basically only being suggested all the things I already know. Or rather, I mean, if you're going to give me the things I know, give it to me in a playlist so that I don't have to think about making a playlist myself or think of songs. Although there's like 5 songs playing in my head literally right now. After listening to this playlist, I literally started this part of the podcast because the playlist I'm listening to right now gave me this really good song that I need to add to my playlist or add to my YouTube stuff so that it knows that I really like this song. Also, I'm interested in these people that I haven't seen in a while. Like, I literally saw this person. I was like, where has G Beanoff been? And, like, I've been putting him out the game. I've been putting PH1 and Yates. Let me find out who else was on there. I was putting off the game. I was basically saying in my head, basically putting myself as being wrong, because I was wrong. Crap, I even lost a playlist. Who was with PH1? Oh. First of all, I was like, I know Wood's voice, and I hate that I know. I actually knew a lot of people's voices, and I was like, I know your voice, but I can't think of your name. I don't even know where this rant was going, but to continue on this rant of me claiming that I know people by their voices, I was like, this sounds like JB. I look on to the side, deaf. Obviously, it's JB. So then again, I am pretty much a simp, and I kind of really do know off bat. Like, maybe because I started off in K-pop with only got well not only with GOT7 being my alt, and they still are to this day my alt. I know their voices pretty much automatically. I know their songs without actually fully knowing their songs. I think I've said this in a recording before, but it's like kind of ridiculous how I'm like, I don't think I've ever heard this song, and then the song plays, and then even sometimes before the chorus gets there, before the crescendo or whatever, like before like a good part of it gets in, I'm like, oh no, I do know a song. Like, I think I've heard every GOT7 song. Even if, you know what, I was gonna say that, well, I did say, I'm pretty sure in a previous podcast, that I don't seek out nor do I hear the Japanese stuff necessarily, so that it sometimes freaks me out when I hear something that's on a Japanese album and I know it. But I'm pretty sure, because as a K-pop fan and a multi-stan and a GOT7 alt group person, whenever I listen to or watch other things on YouTube referring to GOT7, whether it be stages, mini clips, or just them acting funny, people that edit the things put in music in the background that you're not necessarily, well, not only on YouTube, but like other content, because I just realized that if you put Japanese GOT7 music on, you will get copyright struck really fast. So I'm pretty sure that wasn't necessarily on YouTube, but like, I watch and search, seek out their content on every means of media, so I definitely probably know their songs, because not necessarily direct searching for the songs, but like, it finding me through other sources. So yeah, I'm pretty sure my ramblings went to how I keep saying that people aren't making music, but I was wrong, because they are, and I'm just not searching them out or seeking them out the correct way, because I'm like, he on a break. I've been claiming people are on breaks. I've been thinking that people aren't doing what they he's doing concerts right now, so he doesn't have any music coming out. People be having music coming out, I just don't get notifications for it. I don't have the right people in my squad. I'm not saying that the people in my squad aren't the right people. I'm just like, the music that I'm looking for, or the music that I'm actually going to, like, I'm not completely mainstream, and nor am I completely K-pop all the time. I want to hear my hip-hop, I want to hear my indie people. And I'm not going to hear them all the time from my people. Like, they're not going to really recommend it. So, therefore, seeing playlists like I'm seeing right now and hearing all this music from these different people. Like, literally, I'm on a underground Korean R&B 23 songs playlist right now. And, yeah, that's doing me wonders. Like, I'm hearing and seeing people and seeing songs that I've never heard or seen before. And I'm like, okay, I doing myself a disservice by not listening, not clicking playlist.
So I say all this to say, I hate when I'm wrong and proud and proud and wrong. Because, like I say, I tell people they ain't making music. They're on break. I don't tell necessarily people because, like I said, my community doesn't really look for these people as well as I don't look for it. But when I'm, like, talking to y'all or talking out loud, or was I at one point on my YouTube saying that these people have to stop making music, or they're on break, they're doing concerts right now, they don't have time to make the music. They might not even have the time to make the music, but the music has been already made and it's already out there, and you're just not looking, and you think that their discography is small, when in all honesty, you're not even looking. You're not even searching. You're just guesstimating because you don't see it right in front of you. Because all the answers are supposed to come right to you. That's not the case, sweetie. But yeah, I'm in the last 15, 20 minutes of work. 30 minutes if we have to be, like, loyal to the clock. And, yeah, I just wanted to tell y'all this. And I couldn't really tell y'all because apparently I had to be working. So yeah, but I was listening to this playlist and I had to let y'all know that playlists are definitely one of my love languages. So go ahead, send them to me, because I'm definitely sending them to you. I have truly stretched myself way too thin, and it's me spending money and mentally stretching myself thin that I don't need to do. Like, I can do this for free. And by that I mean, I literally purchase and subscribe to way too many apps for way too many messages that I obviously at this moment in my life have no time to read, and it's frustrating. I'm like, I literally purchased them because I have the time to read them now. Like, most Koreans are in Korea, as in these K-pop artists. They don't travel that often enough to be on my timeline, as in Americans' timeline, because it's not my timeline because I work overnight. So I'm thinking, hey, they're awake, I'm awake, they're messaging, I actually can read it. I used to get upset when I was on America's timeline of, you know, nocturnal people. And I would get my max of 24 tweets and my notifications, which means that any tweets that happened after those 24 did not go to my notifications on my phone, not the app. The app gets all the notifications. So anything I missed, I would have to go and click my specific notifications on the app, therefore wrecking and taking them out of order, or my chosen order, because I would like to call me weird, I save almost every picture that they post on Twitter, so therefore I would like to put groups together so that when I organize my Twitter gallery, I can, like, easily pick out who's in what group and pick out that entire group and put that in that entire group's album. So that's just, like, it makes sense to me. However, if I'm not picking from my own notification bar, I have to literally see everyone in a timeline rather than seeing them in a group line. Like, I can't see all specific tweets from this group and all specific tweets from this group if I don't pick specifically that group. Like, if I don't search them out, I'm not gonna see it. Anywho. I'm getting all these notifications right now, at this moment, and I cannot. I'm literally getting ready to get out of work. So therefore, sure, we're on the same timeline, but I'm busy. Nomo papoyo. Tinsa, nomo papoyo. And so I can't read any of these tweets, any of these messages. I used to be able to read at least DKB. But now, I'm subscribed to DKB, I'm subscribed to Luminous, I'm subscribed to Victon, now that Sungsik is going to military, and I was like, I want to see and talk to him until he goes to military, and
Sungwoo just got out of the military and his is now active, and that's what really made me want to subscribe to all of them. I was like, he's active now, they are active, and Seungsik's gonna be active until he goes to military. So now I'm getting messages from them. At first I was upset because I was only getting Byungchan's messages, but now that I'm getting everyone's messages, I'm overwhelmed again. So we're dealing with that right now. It's pretty much like those are not, I'm just listing those two notification bars in only a few of the people that I'm subscribed to on both of those apps. That is Teo from DKB. And that is Byungchan from Victon. I'm telling you guys, I should be grateful. I'm definitely grateful, but now I'm spreading myself so thin, I don't have the attention span to try to read everything now. And it's supposed to be helping me learn my Korean, but however, I literally go immediately to the app and don't even try to read the Korean and click the translator button just so I can read it or actually digest what they're trying to say. Sometimes I actually just go there and look at the pictures or scan the entire chat, which could be knowing Yuku, knowing who else spammed me recently, knowing somebody else, they sent 40 plus messages in the span of an hour. And that is, I forgot to mention Rie, that's Rie from Only One Of, because I decided to subscribe to all the members of Only One Of before they come here for concert. Spreading myself too thin. And now I'm like, I can't let them go until after the concert. I can't let most of Victon go, because apparently either they don't talk or they don't talk enough, or I just don't need to be following them. Like, I see them, actually, some of these are trials just to see who's active. Obviously, I see Byungchan is active. I'm gonna keep him, even though he's my frenemy of the entire group. He's literally my frenemy. But he actually makes, great content. Like, I didn't know that he would be so active on there. Just like I didn't know that Loon and Heechan from DKB would be so active. So I'm happy that I have them, and I'm happy I learned them. Now, it's been a month plus. Actually, it's been a month with Victon. And I think it's almost a month, or maybe a month with Only One Of. There's people I can let go. However, I will not let anyone go in Only One Of yet. Like I said, I'm going to wait until after the concert, which I think is in May. Or is it in April? April or May. I have now committed 2 more months to them. Technically 3, if you're including that March literally just started. Today's March 3rd. March 4th. So I'm contemplating, because I cannot read all of them. I have 24 tweets in my thingy right now because I was too busy at work to touch my phone and check out these notifications, because I have other notifications to check. It's fine. It's fine. It's not fine, but it's fine. It's gonna be fine. Oh, and that's, like I said, not even including the expensive app, which now I just added Ejin, who is, one of my biases, crazy biases. Like, I hadn't seen or talked to or thought about him for, a crazy... How long has it been? A lot before I went to Korea. I want to say at least 6 to 8 months of not thinking of Ejin. And now I see him on my Instagram timeline, and I see that he is on the expensive app that I shouldn't pay for, but he's active in the chat. I mean, he's active in his post, and that's something lovely. I don't know that he'll be active on chat, and I wouldn't know what to say to Samra at this moment, so I'm going to keep that as unpaid for. Free. I'm going to keep that as free. But however, especially now that I'm seeing how thin I'm being spread right now, I'm not gonna do it to myself. But crap, y'all don't understand. Y'all understand because I'm explaining it to you. But I spent my birthday, which was like a 3-day vacation, chatting with the expensive app, and I have taken a break, and I took a break before that, and I actually feel like I needed that, and I'm gonna keep doing that. Technically, his birthday is in what, 2 hours and 10 minutes? An hour and 10 minutes? Math, it's 6:50 a.m. right now here, which means it is 9:50 p.m. in Japan. Right? Here goes. Now I gotta make sure the timeline is right. I'm gonna ask him what time. I'm pretty sure it's right. And he's basically, I'm gonna start talking back to him. I'm gonna try to clean out this. I'm gonna actually try to figure out who I'm deleting, unsubscribing to, because I can't keep doing this to myself. And I can't, I mean, doing it to myself. Also doing, like, I subscribe to them to get to know them. And I am learning no one at this moment because I'm not reading. I am literally scanning for pictures. And I was going to say free pictures, but no, I subscribe. So therefore, I pay for those pictures. Some people even share these pictures online for free. So, I don't know. Maybe, is it just because it's a busy week? Is it because people are promoting a lot in spring, and I'll realize how dead it is when it comes to the no longer promoting music right now, like moment? Like, I understand what I'm doing to myself, and I understand that I can take a break. I can unsubscribe to people. However, on the one that Tayo just posted on, what is it called? Dear You, not the Bubble, the app that I always advertise to y'all, because it's not that expensive. When you unsubscribe to someone, your anniversary day or your day, your day counter disappears. Like, you have to start all over once you subscribe again. So that means that you have to start all over with your messaging count, because you only get 3 messages and you only get a limited amount of characters in each message. And that's something I don't like about Bubble. That's why it's easier and cheaper to subscribe to them. But I don't wanna like turn off notifications for them. Why would I wanna do that? What's the point of subscribing to somebody if you're turning off the notifications? But so it's a debate. Like, probably I wouldn't unsubscribe to anybody on Bubble because it's so cheap, but like, what's the point of subscribing to them if you're not going to read it because you turned off your notifications? I don't know. I just feel like I need to also organize my Twitter, because, like, the way I'm missing, like, my time for Twitter, I should say, because the way I keep getting up to 24 messages and not being able to read them before more pop, and I miss out on them. I miss out on new ones. Like, these are some really good Junji. What's going on? My internet connection is poor. Some really good Junji pictures right now that could have missed that on because my Twitter notifications weren't cleaned out. I sound out of breath because I just walked down the stairs. There was an echo when I was walking down the stairs. Anywho's, thank you guys so much for listening to me ramble on about how I am a airhead and a clutter brain, and I'm cluttering my own system. Good morning. And I need to stop cluttering my own system. And who did I just say? Junji. So we're all on only one of. I'm trying to make an only one of folder. Make it easier for me. And until next time, which will probably be after this commercial. Peace. Do names really have power? I'm at work, and like I told you previously, that I work as a room service order taker. And I'm over here looking at names. I look at names a lot. And this one person happened to be a two first names type person. Like, and Not only that, their first name was Amy, and it was spelled really uniquely. Well, not really uniquely, like the second way you could spell Amy. And I was like thinking all of a sudden in my head, this person probably was really cool because their name was spelled the different way of spelling Amy. And I'm like, why am I thinking that of a person just by their name? Just because they have a name that's cool doesn't mean that they were cool. Although she did tip nice enough, because we already have an automatic gratuity, but you know, still adding an extra charge, you know, it's crazy. It's nice. It's lovely. Thank you for that. But like, do names actually have power? Because like, she doesn't necessarily have to be cool because her name's Amy. I had an Amy spelled the other way, or the original. Is it the original way? I don't know if there's actually an original way of spelling anyone's name, because we all make up these names. Relatively, like, all names are made up. Everything's made up in life. But A-M-Y. And technically, relatively, we were, like, cool. Like, I was cool with everyone in my school. I would like to say that not only was I sheltered, but I grew up in, like, a school standpoint where we didn't really necessarily have bullies, and we didn't have gangs, and we didn't have, like, cliques. Like, from someone else's point of view, it might have seemed like that, but maybe because I was friendly with everyone, and everyone was friendly with me. I didn't see it as, like, too cliquish, too standoffish, too divided. And by that, I'm meaning that for, like, all of my life. Like, elementary school, technically middle school, which never really wasn't really middle school, and high school. Like, there was no real, there weren't cliques, there wasn't really bullies, there weren't, none of that, necessarily. So I'm like, was I actually sheltered, or were most of the Disney TV shows and movies based on one just really outrageous school? I'm like, who actually had to go? Did people really go through this? Is this real life? Anywho's, so that back to Amy. Amy and I were relatively, like, we were friends. We were friends. Like, I was friends with everybody. We were friends. And she technically lived in my neighborhood. So we would definitely see each other more than not. But her and another girl named Nicole, I don't know, I like I do with K-pop, and I need to have a frenemy in a group. Apparently those two were my frenemies out of my group of friends. Like, we didn't fight each other or anything like that. There was just basically sticking our tongues out to each other, being sassy, and, sticking our hips out and being out, basically body language of an attitude, but not really an actual attitude with each other. I don't know. It was just a thing that we did. And I know the reason, real reason why I wanted to make a frenemy out of Nicole, however. Maybe actually both of them. Both of them based on their names. Is it, I guess, why I wanted to make them my frenemies. Because Amy is one of the names of one of my favorite characters in an anime called Sailor Moon. At least that's her English name. I'm not sure of her Japanese. I'm pretty sure her Japanese name is close to Amy as well. I can't remember. So I became friends with her because she stole the name that I liked. And Nicole is my middle name. So I felt like she came into the school not relatively late, but fourth grade, fifth grade, something like that, maybe third grade for me, and basically I knew everyone else in the school because we all grew up with each other since like kindergarten, maybe first grade. So a new person coming around with my name as their first name, like, I don't know, somehow instinctively I was like, I have to give her sass, I have to like be sassy with her. And like, it was a cute little thing that we did. I don't know, do names actually have power? Because that's how my brain works with that. But does that, do anyone else feel that way about anything else in life? Like, anyone else in life? Like, because of their name, they have to be cool. Or because of their name, we have to be friends. Basically like that. I don't know. Think about it. Talk to me about it. Let's have a chat. Because of my last part of this podcast, or my most recent part of this podcast, as well as, because I've recently been listening to and seeking out this song for like the last 2-3 days. I had to have it on my playlist, and therefore, not only did I have to have it on my playlist, when I made a new playlist, I had to listen to that song as well. Like, I had to add it to the playlist. So, a part of your old song of the day, your not so current song of the day, is I'm a Hot Shot by Hot Shot. because it might be power in the name, but it also might not be, because like that song was really good, fam. Like it was very spunky, very, very hype. Like, of course, I need my hype songs to keep me moving, and it was there. Like Hot Shot for me, like I wish I knew them when they were hot. Because I don't know, I feel like we could have actually done something. And music, now everything's so diluted, like we have to have these elimination shows just to have people be brought to certain people's attention. Because there's like 1,000 boy bands out now, and they're, by that I mean currently out and currently active, because you're including Super Junior. Super Junior is still active, you guys. So, and they've been, how old are they? How old is that group? Are they like 15 years old or older? Are they older than 15 years? They might be. They can't be. They might be. They might be older than 15 years old. So if you have 15-year-old groups still out here making music, and then you have like 20 groups debuting just this last 6 months, if not more than that, because there's probably more than 20 groups that debuted in the last 6 months. I just can't think of them all off the bat, because I'm actually trying to avoid them. Like, I go through this thing of avoiding people. But anywho's, I say, listen to I'm a Hot Shot by Hot Shot. Hot Shot, really, they weren't before their time. No one, actually, not really that many people were that before their time, but I did listen to Speed recently, and I'm like, they were kind of before their time. Like, no one would appreciate Speed more than people of the 2017, 18, maybe even 16, because I got in 2015, so yeah, those people would have appreciated Speed way more than that, who appreciated them back then. But then again, also it's the company's fault, promotion's fault, not taking them out to America. But also Hot Shot, they could have been loved by everyone a little bit more. But right now I'm telling you to love them a little bit by listening to I'm a Hot Shot.